What's something scary you can do this year? Think about some goal or something that seems really scary and really difficult to do, but you know that it's a part of your purpose and it's something that you should be doing. For some reason though, something's holding you back. Today we're going to be talking about how to break through those strongholds, how to break through those barriers in order to truly get to where you're trying to go. What's up, everybody? This is Terrence, aka The Introvert Leader. Welcome to The Introvert Experience. So just wanted to talk a little bit today about doing things that are scary, getting out of our comfort zone. I'm going to tell you that this year is all about that for me. This year is all about that. So when the year started, I told myself that I was going to push myself into some areas that I haven't pushed myself before. And I was gonna do some things that are scary. Some things that they're goals and things that I know I need to do because they're a part of what I need to be doing. Some of it's uncomfortable. Some of it is uncomfortable. And it's just that year where I've gotta do them. And so I wanna document it. I want to give you all updates throughout the year. I want to let you know how it's going because I can't just be on this podcast telling you all, giving tips to my fellow introverts out there and talking about things we can be doing and pushing us forward. And I'm not doing the same thing myself. So I'm going to share a little bit about that today. And then we'll talk some about just, you know, things we can do to push ourselves. So the first thing that I want to do is I do want to highlight that I think this gets misinterpreted sometimes. Like when I say this and I talk about getting out of your comfort zone and things like that, some people have this perception of introverts like, oh, introverts are these like meek and weaker people that have a tough time getting out of their comfort zone or trying new things and this and that. And I want you to completely dismiss that. That is not at all what I'm saying. It's not at all what I believe. Introverts are some of the strongest people that I know. Some of the most intuitive, intelligent, hardworking people I know are introverts. So I don't want you to listen to this and think that I'm saying that we're the only people that have a hard time getting out of our comfort zone, because that's just not true. It's difficult for extroverts as well. It's difficult for ambiverts, people that are in between, for people in general. Doing things that are different, doing things that are hard, is a challenge. And so I wanted to touch on this some today. So for me, my writing is really challenging me to think outside of the box at this point. I'm trying to do some major things with my writing. I view writing as, it's a passion at this point because of the fact that I've been able to help people. When you see that something that you wrote changed somebody's life and really helped them, it now is no longer a hobby. It's no longer, it's bigger than a business. It's a passion, it's a purpose, right? So I have some goals for my writing that are challenging me to really think outside of the box and really do things I wouldn't normally do. One of those things is going to conferences. I'm going to a book conference this year. I will probably go to two. And one of the reasons for that is for the networking and to talk to other authors and to learn about marketing, to learn about writing, to learn about a lot of other things. One of the other areas I'm pushing myself in writing is my first book, Quiet Voice, Fearless Leader, was nonfiction. The other two books in the Introvert Leader series are also going to be nonfiction. So essentially self-help for introverts that are looking to grow in their leadership and in their life. And I'm challenging myself. I plan to write my first fiction book. And that, I don't want to put any kind of release date or anything out yet because this is a fresh thing. This is something new that I'm going to be trying and doing. And it's a stretch. It's out of my comfort zone. I don't really know where to start, I'm going to be honest. But I have some pretty cool concepts and I really feel like you all are going to love it. Like, I think you're going to enjoy the concepts, and it really ties in to what I do in terms of empowering introverts. I will say this without giving too much. I think that we have not seen a lot of strong introverted characters that are the heroes and have a triumphant story. We don't see a lot of that on TV, in media, anywhere. I just don't think we see a lot of that. And so I want to contribute some to that. And so that's where I'm going. So that is a little scary, right? Writing fiction is totally different from nonfiction. It's a different thing. So that's one for me. What is one for you? What is something that when you think about it, it just seems hard? It's like, how am I going to do that? Like, how am I going to get there? What are the steps? Like, what does it take to get to where I'm trying to go? I want you to think about that. Maybe even write it down. Like, what is something you know you need to do it, but maybe you've been pushing it off? Or maybe you've just been avoiding it because of how hard it is. Or maybe you just don't know where to get started. And so you just say, well, I don't know where to get started, so I'm just going to push that thing off. And, you know, maybe it will happen later in the future or maybe not. Well, I'll encourage you today to start with one small step. Just start with one small step. So for me, one thing that I'm doing is I've started to write out the outline for what this fiction book would be. So I started to write it out. I'm learning about so many different things in fiction in terms of your blurb and tropes and storylines and building up your character, developing characters, all of these things. That's my small step. My small step is, well, I need to learn how to write fiction if I'm going to write fiction, right? Another big one that I'll share with me this year is live speaking. So a lot of the speaking engagements that I've been doing to date under my brand have been virtual. And that hasn't necessarily been on purpose. It's just been that a lot of the engagements that people have reached out to me for, they've ended up being virtual engagements. And that's been great. But at the same time, there is a whole other world that is completely untapped. And there's a message that I have, I feel, that can be shared with so many groups, so many organizations. And a lot of that's going to have to be live speaking. And I do a lot of it in my 9-to-5 in my career, but I haven't done a lot of that with Introvert Leader. So that's another thing where I'm looking to truly stretch myself this year. And a lot of next year as well is getting into a lot more live speaking engagements. So I've got some things that are pushing me that are going to challenge me to continually develop new skills and try new things. And so that's the next thing I would say to you is, whatever the thing is that you need to do, what are the skills you need to develop to do it? Be thinking about those skills, like, what do you need to master to step out of your comfort zone and to do whatever that thing is? It could be some project for work. It could be some new business idea. It could be something you want to implement in your personal life, in a relationship. It could be any number of things. But for some reason, when you think about it, it makes you nervous, or you stop, or you just don't pursue it. That particular thing, what are the skills you need to master in order to do that thing?
How do introverts lead in an extroverted world? A world where the loudest voices and the most social people seem to thrive. Well, there's a secret that any introvert can turn into a superpower. That secret is calmness. To learn how to transform your leadership as an introvert, download The Calm Effect today.
I want you to think about that. A lot of us, we go through our lives, and maybe it's because I'm in my 40s now and I'm thinking about this different. I've had a lot of people that I'm close to pass away here over the past few years. It starts to give you a different perspective. But I'm just viewing life at this point now where I'm like, what do I have to lose? What is there to lose, right? I mean, we only get one shot at this thing. And in the end, we don't want to have any regrets and be thinking about what we could have done, what we should have done. We don't want to have those thoughts. Like, we just want to put it all out on the table. And hey, if we fail, if we fall down, at least we tried, right? At least we tried. And that's what I want to tell you today. Like, whatever that thing is that you're wanting to do, the thing that keeps you up at night, the thing you can't stop thinking about, the thing that gives you purpose when it crosses your mind, don't quit on that thing. Like, just take one small step in that direction toward it. And then think about what are the skills you're going to need in order to really do it and see it through. And just take small steps. It's just small steps. I mean, when I wrote my first book, I didn't know what I was doing. Like, I knew that I had an idea to help fellow introverts and to share my leadership journey, to be vulnerable and some things from my personal life. And I did it. And I put it out in October 2021. And it's now 2024. And the book still sells copies every single day. I mean, it's a blessing. Like, I never would have thought that almost 3 years later, people would still be buying this book and talking about it and leaving reviews. And I mean, it's an amazing feeling. And now there's a second book coming out. Like, but it all started with one small step. It was just writing the first page, like, all right, here's this concept. I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm just going to write the first page, right? That first page becomes a second page and a third and a fourth. Like, and that's how these things happen. So whatever it is for you, just take one step. What is one step you can take? And I'll also say this, like, again, like, introverts, I say this all the time, but don't use your introversion as some sort of excuse. Like, being an introvert means that you're timid or you can't take risks or you can't put yourself out there. You can absolutely do all of those things. You absolutely have the power to change your situation. You absolutely have the power to have a different reality, to pursue your purpose. Like, if anything, your introversion is your strength. Because there are some things about you that are going to help you. You're a deep thinker. You're an active listener. You're observant. There are things about you that are going to help you get to where you're trying to go. So I just want to encourage you to take a small step today. Take a small step. Whatever that step looks like, you may not think it's a big deal. You may not think it's major at all. But the fact you're taking a step is huge. Okay? So I just wanted to come on here. I know it sounds like a little just, you know, motivation, everything, but the reality is I think all of us need a little motivation sometimes. I know I have in the past. There have been times I've gotten too comfortable and I had to realize I'm playing it too safe. I'm playing it too safe and I'm tired of playing it safe. So I'm going to go all in, and whatever happens when all of it's said and done and I'm looking back over my life and thinking about what happened, I want to be proud of what happened. All the failures, the successes, all of it. As long as I tried, I'm good. And so that's what I want to say to you. As long as you try, you're good. Do not be worried or be fearful about stepping outside of your comfort zone or stepping outside of your box. You can absolutely transform your life, for real. So don't be afraid. If you are afraid, know that you're not alone, because we all get afraid. So being afraid, it's not rare. It doesn't mean something's wrong with you. You're okay. But just take that first step. Learn the skills that you need to get where you're trying to go. And you're going to be all right. All right? So with that said, hope you all enjoyed the episode today. I want y'all to go after what you're looking for. Go after your goals. Go after your dreams. All right? And remember, there's only one you and there's only one life. So make it count. God bless.